Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Terra Insights, where humanitarian development and agriculture meets technology. I'm your host, Tichege. Let's get started. Today, I want to discuss GIS and programming. This is something every GIS analyst has to think about, you know, because over the years, you've seen GIS slowly transition from mapping to strictly programming. Like I said in my last podcast, the future of GIS, if you notice many job descriptions, they require you to have some level of programming skills, whether you know Java or also machine learning, such machine learning algorithms like nearest neighbor and random forests. So, and all these are just part of programming. So the question asks, for you to be a GIS analyst, do you also have to be a programmer? Not even in the future, even like right now as you talk. And that's a good question, whether you have to be a programmer in order to get into GIS, because in most institutions, they just teach you about ArcGIS, don't teach you about programming. And also the new ArcMap Pro has a lot to do with programming, you know. It has an inbuilt Python database or a Python virtual system that you can actually program. So does that mean that you have to learn programming in order to be a GIS analyst, you know, either today or tomorrow or at some point? The answer to that question is yes and no. Let me explain. I mean, yes, you have to know something to do with programming. I'm not suggesting that you become an expert in programming, but you have to know how to understand code and how to use such programs like Python, especially ArcPy and GeoPandas, such things. You have to have a basic understanding of programming. Now, I'm not saying that you go deep into programming, like learn Java and learn how to code and how to build a software. No, but you, as the way things are, I'm seeing that you have to learn some aspect of programming, like also R is something you have to learn, and maybe how to read code and read and understand code and how to execute code is something you have to learn. So unfortunately, if you don't like programming, it's something you can't avoid in the near future, as now we go into automation and AI and all that. So my honest opinion is that you have to learn some coding, but then you don't have to be a professional. You don't have to focus on that. Also, when you look at, as I said, the new ArcMap Pro, it has a lot to do with programming. So yes, you have to learn programming. However, you can start slowly, you know. You can start with just learning courses, maybe learn how to learn, start with R. I'll suggest start with R. It's a bit easier, and as you know, build up your programming skills, and then later on now you can learn machine learning now, and how to differentiate different algorithms and how they work, and how to, you know, the difference between deep learning and machine learning and artificial intelligence. So those are the things that you have to learn as you go forward, because disruption is happening. It's happening, either like it or not. If you say you're not interested, then I don't know what your future holds, because I know this is something that is gonna affect the GIS industry right now. I'm not even talking about the future. Yeah, so that's it for this podcast. I hope you have any comments or suggestions on GIS and programming, because this is something that's going to affect a lot of GIS analysts. I thank you and see you in the next podcast. Enjoy your week. Thank you.